Click by me. Abigail squirmed in frustration. Her desk chair was just not the best place for this. She slid her fingers against her clit and started to pull one leg up onto her desk so she could get a better angle. That was really uncomfortable. Instead, she got up from her computer and walked across the room to her bed, pulling the dress she'd worn to work over her head. She was so frustrated. She'd been reading a really hot story about a woman who'd been forced into submission. She'd been so close to coming for probably an hour now. She fell onto the bed and spread her legs wide, rubbing her wet and swollen pussy eagerly. Normally, her orgasms were forthcoming, but tonight she was so horny, it was like her fingers weren't enough. She slid a finger slowly into her virgin passage and moaned aloud. She heard her moan echoing through the apartment and realized she'd left the door to her bedroom open. The hardwood floors and modern decor in the apartment made it an echo chamber, and she could hear every heaving breath she took. With a frustrated sigh, she thought about getting up to close the door, but her roommate wouldn't be home for hours. She should really be done with this soon. She started to pull her wet finger from her pussy inside, slipping it back in. She didn't need to worry. Jacob was always out all night on Friday after work, off with some girl or another. Not surprising, of course, since he was ridiculously attractive. He was tall and well-built, with such lovely green eyes. If Abigail had known how cute he was, she would not have agreed to live with him. Her friend Aaron had assured her that he would be a great roommate, which he was. But sleeping with one's roommate when one had 10 months left out of a 12-month lease was generally ill-advised. Besides, Abigail was a virgin, and Jacob, like most guys, would either be way too interested in helping with that, or a little freaked out by it. She dated some, but most of the guys were either cute jerks or nice but incredibly boring. Jacob was funny, but also a good guy. They'd taken to spending some evenings together, having dinner and watching TV. She liked having a roommate she could just hang out with. It was nice. Even hanging out with him could be distracting. Thinking about him now was distracting too. She tried not to think about him kissing her, touching her. She very carefully did not imagine what it would be like to run her hands across his muscular chest. But then she felt herself giving in, thinking about what it would feel like if he touched her, if it was him filling her with his cock. She slid her fingers in and out quickly, rubbing her breast through her shirt with her other hand. She tried rubbing her clit and even brushed a stray finger against her tight asshole. She felt so close, and yet so far. She flopped back onto the bed with a groan of frustration. Usually, her forbidden roommate fantasies would put her right over the edge. Tonight, apparently, called for something more. Her eyes alighted on her hairbrush. It had a long, rounded handle that was fairly smooth. She bit her lip and squirmed a little. She really was horny to be thinking about putting her hairbrush inside her again. Every time, she swore it would be the last, but her pussy ached to be full of something. She lunged for it and fell back on the bed. Eager now, she began slowly sliding the round plastic tip of the brush inside her. She moaned. It wasn't thick or particularly long, but her virgin hole, it did just the trick. She took her time, being careful because the end of the handle near the brush had sharp ridges that could hurt her. She pushed it in and out shallowly at first, sighing with the feeling of being full. She kept pushing the rigid handle of the brush inside her, and then she moaned, feeling the bristles brush right up against her clit. She pulled her legs up further to allow for deeper penetration. God, you're such a slut, she told herself, She thrust the hairbrush in and out of her dripping pussy. What if Jacob walked in and saw this? And with that thought, she started coming. Oh, fuck, she moaned. Her back arched, she shuddered. She could feel her pussy tightening on the hard handle of the brush, and she moaned again. Click. The sound was loud enough to cut through her orgasmic fog. Abigail's eyes flew open to see Jacob standing in her doorway with a grin on his face and his cell phone in his hand. Abigail was frozen for a second. She could feel her entire body blushing, and then suddenly clarity came. She grabbed the corner of the comforter and wrapped it around herself. Jumping up, she lunged for his phone. "Give me that!" she shrieked. She reached for his phone, and he quickly tossed it onto the couch in the living room and barred the door. "Jacob! Jacob, you have to delete that!" She could hear the panic in her own voice.
"Do I?"
"Yes, if anyone saw that."
"I saw it." His voice was husky, and she glanced at his face. The grin was gone, replaced by something else. "But no one else will, under one condition."
"Okay, what?" she said, trying to sound casual and sharp, but it came out breathy.
"You have to do whatever I say."
"What do you mean?"
"You know."
He pulled her closer with the folds of the blanket and kissed her roughly. Abigail barely managed to hold back a moan. He tasted so good. She felt her body respond instantly. "No, no." She managed to push herself away after a second. She didn't want this, not like this. They were friends, roommates. This was not happening. He still blocked the door, and he stood quietly, watching her. Abigail felt like she was being hunted or cornered, and even worse, she felt herself getting turned on. She could feel her pussy tightening against the hairbrush that was still inside her. This whole scenario was so humiliating. She was standing there in a blanket with a hairbrush in her dripping pussy. "Well then, I guess I'll see who I can text it to." He moved away from the door a bit. And Abigail saw an opening. She practically dove into the living room and across the end of the couch. In her haste, she forgot about the hairbrush and heard it hit the hardwood floor with a clatter. Abigail thought she might die of humiliation at this point. "Stay focused," she told herself and started trying to figure out his phone. Swipe to unlock. Swipe what? Stupid smartphones. She felt his hand on her back, holding her on the couch. "What's the code?" she said, trying to make herself sound angry and threatening, though in her prostrate and half-naked state, it might have come out more like a whine. "I'll tell you if you do whatever I say until midnight," his voice said behind her. She was trying to think of a way out of this. There were roommates. This was so wrong. But if she was honest with herself, and when is a better time to be honest with yourself than when your roommate just caught you masturbating with a hairbrush, the damage was done. He'd seen her masturbating with the hairbrush. It's not like he was going to respect her in the morning, no matter what she did. If she went along with it, at least she'd avoid the humiliation of all her Facebook friends seeing the same sight. "It's only 2 hours," he said, stroking her back through the blanket. "You might enjoy it." "I doubt that, but it doesn't seem like I have much choice," she said, giving up. He snatched the phone from her hands. "Starting now, then. Stay right where you are." She didn't need to look at Jacob to know he was grinning. Suddenly, she felt him pull the blanket off of her shoulders, flinging it away from her. Abigail felt her nipples harden further at being exposed to the air. She knew she was blushing all over. He was next to her then, her eyes snagged on the bulge in his pants. She wondered if he would just have her suck him off and then leave her be. But then that stupid hairbrush appeared in her field of vision. "Oh, fuck. Clean it," he said, and the grin was gone, and a darkness seemed to replace it. She sat up a bit and reached out to take it, and he pulled it away. "With your mouth, slut," he said. The word felt like a slap. She didn't look at him, couldn't look at him. She thought she might actually cry. Abigail leaned forward and put her mouth on the end of the brush. She'd tasted herself before, so it wasn't that she minded that, but licking her own juices off a brush she'd been using as a toy was beyond anything. He grabbed her hair and pulled her head back so he could look into her eyes. His green eyes bored into her brown ones. "Come on, you can do better than that," he said. She squirmed and tried to appear more enthusiastic, but she was sure any minute she was going to drop dead of embarrassment and shame. Maybe he would still let her blow him and then go away. Finally, he pulled the brush away. He ran his hand over her back and then over her ass. Abigail burned with embarrassment, realizing that her ass was elevated over the edge of the couch, her toes dangling uselessly. "Now, Abby," he said, using the childish nickname she told him she hated, "why don't you explain to me what you were doing earlier with this hairbrush? Could you die of embarrassment?" "You know," she said, "I want you to tell me. Or should I post it on Facebook? Maybe your sister could explain it to me. That bastard. I was masturbating with it." "Now, Abby, we both know that's not what hairbrushes are for." She thought she heard a little amusement in his voice. "And since we're exploring the many uses of hairbrushes tonight, I will demonstrate another one." Abigail felt herself holding her breath. Was he going to put it back inside her? She was certainly displayed well enough. She was worried he would look and see how wet she was. Just as she let out her breath, she felt a sharp smack on her ass. "Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Well, that's the first 15 minutes of that story.